This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Police with the Falcon Division of the Colorado Springs Police Department said in a press release that they were called to a local hospital regarding a shooting victim that had been dropped off there. The victim had an apparent gunshot wound and was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. At this time, no arrests have been made, and police have not shared any suspect information. This is a developing story. With Omicron now in Colorado, state health leaders are strongly urging Coloradans to get tested ahead of the holidays. Thursday, the Colorado Department of Public Health confirmed the first case of the Omicron COVID-19 variant had been detected in Arapahoe County. Following that announcement, Governor Jared Polis held a press conference giving an update on the state's response and how officials are tracking the emerging variant. On December 18th, Wreaths Across America will honor fallen veterans by coordinating wreath-laying ceremonies at cemeteries across the United States, and Pikes Peak National Cemetery will be one of more than 2,500 locations in the U.S. where volunteers will put wreaths on graves. The organization says the goal is to make sure those who made the ultimate sacrifice aren't forgotten during the busy holiday season. One Colorado Springs 2-year-old will never forget his first bite of pumpkin pie, and a million other people likely won't forget his first bite either. Kasaya's reaction to the holiday treat is now a viral TikTok video. Kasaya is no stranger to TikTok. His mom, Tia Dunham from Colorado Springs, has been posting videos of him for a while now. The pumpkin pie video has amassed 1.7 million views so far. Dunham says he has other viral videos, but didn't expect this one to get as big as it did. Newly released court documents obtained by KRDO outline the alleged sexual assault of a student by former Manitou Springs High School teacher Timothy Hilt. The 35-year-old former English teacher faces one count of sexual assault on a child by one in a position of trust. The affidavit says the victim, now 22, was allegedly sexually assaulted by Hilt when she was 15. According to the arrest affidavit by the Manitou Springs Police Department, the inappropriate relationship between Hill and the then underage victim began in 2013 when she was 13. This month, the Colorado Department of Transportation is teaming up with Uber to provide thousands of dollars to ride credits to reduce impaired driving in the state. The initiative comes from grant funding from Governor's Highway Safety Administration and will split $10,000 into $15 ride credits for people to use when they need a safe ride home from their holiday gathering. The move comes after this Thanksgiving holiday was the deadliest on the roads in over a decade. According to the Colorado Department of Transportation, there were 11 fatalities on the road, and preliminary research shows most of them involve drugs or alcohol.
Plenty of sunshine out there today with relatively light winds through the daytime hours. We'll hit a high of 60 degrees in Colorado Springs, 59 in Pueblo. Overnight tonight, those winds will start to pick up with gusts anywhere from 20 to 30 miles an hour on the I-25 corridor. There's some high wind watches in effect for the mountains west of Denver through Sunday morning. Spots along I-70 could gust up over 65 miles an hour. Then Sunday, looking like a breezier day, gust to 30 in the Springs, temps in the low 60s. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.